Welcome back to another installment of To Honesty and Comeuppance, an Attack on Titan fanfiction written by yours truly, Tolstoy Ackerman. You can find this fanfiction hosted on Archive of Our Own, AO3, either by clicking on the link to my website on my profile, which will take you to all of my works on AO3, or you can go directly to AO3 and search either my author name, Tolstoy Ackerman, two words, or the title of this fic, To Honesty and Comeuppance. Standard disclaimer, I do not own Attack on Titan, I only own the original characters here within, and this is entirely non-for-profit. Thanks a lot for coming back for another chapter. As always, I am so excited to have you here. I am kind of blushing bright red. Because... Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Chapter 15, The 25-Year-Long Negotiation. Shortly after sunset, Commander Erwin arrived with Hanji, one of his underlings, and a surprising number of familiar faces from the 104th. Armin, Mikasa, and Jean were with them as well. Himmel rose and saluted Erwin, who nodded, and she sat down beside Levi once more. Eren emerged from the kitchen with a kettle and tray, looking surprised and happy to see his friends again. However, none of them looked particularly pleased about the situation. They all took seats around the table stiffly, as though they had ridden here in driving snow instead of the stale summer air. Commander Erwin wasted no time in explaining his plan. Himmel and Levi listened mostly in silence while Eren questioned their every assumption. He wanted to believe in his friends, the people he had sweat and bled with for 3 long years, survived Trost with. And besides, Himmel had always suspected that perhaps he felt something for Annie. It may not have been romantic, but it had certainly been something deep, probably because Annie didn't coddle him like Mikasa always had. Himmel felt for Eren. She had grown up trusting only 2 people in the entire world, Levi and herself. It was only after many years of knowing others that she had been able to call anyone else a friend, and even then, she was always prepared for a knife to the back. And she knew better than anybody else that the first twist of the knife was always the most painful. "Himmel, you know it can't be Annie," Eren said, desperate for someone in the entire group to back him up. "You've been on missions with her. You guys were even in the same barracks for 3 years."
"We were," Himmel nodded. "She was an excellent soldier when we were on supply runs. She risked her life to save some of us one time, which is why this does come as a surprise to me. And she's a very, very capable soldier. We've seen that time and time again, but..."
"Towards the beginning of our training, she kept vanishing at night."
"What do you mean?" Commander Erwin said.
"I only sleep for about 2 to 3 hours on average, and I sit in bed for most of the night just waiting for the next day. Annie used to wait until she thought all of us were asleep and steal out of the barracks a few nights a week. She'd come back a couple hours before daylight."
"Did you ever tail her?" Levi asked.
"At the time, I didn't think it was my place. Who would have thought that a kid would have been up to something?"
"And when did she stop sneaking out?"
"A little after the first year of training had ended."
Eren slapped his hand on the table. "So what if she left the barracks at night? She could have just been visiting a friend or something. That doesn't mean..."
"She was a loner anyways," Jean said. "What friend would she be going to see? Eren, wake up."
Eren looked to Himmel once more, eyes begging her to correct them. While she may have been a liar, she only told lies that served her, and having Eren filled with false hope would benefit no one, herself included.
"Maybe it's not Annie," Himmel said. "But right now, I think she's the most suspicious, and it makes sense to target her."
They began diving into the plan. Levi looked perfectly cool and aloof as they talked about the ruse they would create to draw Annie away and the traps that Hanji would have as backup. Himmel would be helping Armin and Mikasa smuggle Eren out using the tunnels to the Undercity. This would be one of the most dangerous aspects of the plan, because if either Eren or Annie transformed, anyone else would be killed in the resulting tunnel collapse.
"Himmel, Armin, Mikasa, are you prepared to take that risk?" Commander Erwin asked them. All 3 of them nodded without hesitation. "Very well. We all have an understanding of the mission. Get some rest before daylight, and then we move."
Everyone split up to find somewhere to nap. Levi and Himmel went up the stairs, and, with some hesitation, she followed him into his room.
"Do you want me to find my own?" she asked.
"No."
Levi took off his shoes and got into bed, while Himmel took off her blade boxes and ODM gear. She stayed in uniform, though, as they would be setting off in just an hour. He was in the corner of the bed, waiting for her, and she sidled up beside him as he wrapped an arm around her. The air in the room was the same stagnant, choking heat they'd had all day, but the talk downstairs had put a chill in her bones that only his hands could chase away. "It should be me escorting those brats," he said. There was a bitter tang in his words. "It's fine. I'm just as well suited. Even more so since I trained with them. It would be suspicious if it was you down there." "I can't even be a proper bodyguard to Erwin." "Levi, you're being way too hard on yourself. Are you forgetting that it's thanks to you that we saved Eden from her? And it's thanks to you that Mikasa wasn't a splatter on a tree. If the price of that was you taking a month off duty, then so be it. That's a bargain." He didn't look at her because he knew that she was right. "Shut up." "Why'd you ask me to stay in your room with you?" she asked. "What will Commander Erwin think if he finds out?" "I'm just making choices I know I won't regret." He reached around and pulled her to him, and unlike this morning, Himmel didn't feel shy when he pressed his lips to hers. She lost a hand in his soft hair and dared to slide her tongue into his mouth, delighting as he tightened his grip on her waist and encouraged her to press her entire body against his. She could feel her smile relaxing, could feel the freedom. "Levi," she whispered in gratitude. He pulled away, tucking a curl behind her ear before tracing her lip with a fingertip. There was a playful yet sincere spark in his dark eyes. "Would you be mad if I said I liked the smile just as much?" Himmel coiled her arm back to throw a punch, but he caught her fist in his hand and then drew her closer for another kiss, hungrier than the last one. He was nudging her uniform jacket, so she pulled it off and tossed it on the floor. She heard him make a soft ch of irritation into their kiss, but she ignored it as she wrapped her legs around his right thigh and rocked against it, seeking something to alleviate the heat and want she felt. "Shit, Mel," he said. She could see the desire burning there in his eyes, could see the way his mouth hung open slightly as he waited for her to kiss him again. Himmel unwrapped her legs from around his, pulled out of his hold, and got out of bed. Levi watched her distance herself from him, and she could tell by his painstakingly blank expression that he was bracing himself for her to do what she had always done in the past when they had gotten close. Run. But despite having known her for all of their lives, Levi failed to understand a critical part of her. Himmel was greedy and selfish, and she would stop at nothing to get what she wanted. Until now, she had wanted to keep her secret from him. With the secret no longer in the way, all she wanted was him. She crossed the room to lock the door, and then looked back at him with a small smile. "I think this is a choice I won't regret." Levi's eyes grew wide, and she was certain that if his leg hadn't been injured, he would have pinned her to the door and taken her right there, so urgent was his desire. Himmel blew out the candle on the desk and returned to the bed, sitting on her knees between his spread legs. He set to work unfastening all of the belts on her uniform. Agile fingers flew to unclasp and pull, and he dropped them hastily to the floor on top of her uniform. Next, he reached under her shirt and pulled it up and over her head to toss it onto the messy pile beside the bed. Levi moved as though they had only minutes to share, as though once the stars faded from tonight's sky, he would have to wait for them all to line up precisely the same before he could have another chance. Guilt licked at Himmel's core just as much as excitement did. She had made him this way. She had forced him to wait half of their lives for something that they both had wanted. She had conditioned him to think that she would always pull away from him at the last minute. She had been cruel to him, and now it was time to rectify that. Himmel leaned down to press her chest against his, to glide her want against his, as she threaded the fingers of one hand through his soft raven locks. Before she could kiss him, in a move so smooth and deft that she gasped in surprise, he slid a calloused hand up her bare back, unclasped her bra, and then anchored his fingers in the roots of her thick blonde curls as he pulled her down into a voracious kiss. It felt almost as if they were sparring with one another. That same heat and excitement that crackled in the air between them when they had their knives was here in the little spaces their bodies didn't touch, on the tips of their tongues, and in their sighs. Not willing to break their kiss even as she grew lightheaded, the only concession she would make was arching her back up and gliding her hands down his body so he could take her bra off. This, too, got added to the little hill of her garments, and she took this brief opportunity to pull his shirt over his head. For a few moments, the two of them stared at each other in the moonlight. They had seen one another nude more times than they could count. The novelty should have worn off by now, yet they found themselves fascinated with the other. Himmel skated her fingers down his chest, taking in each and every silver and pink scar that adorned him. Many of them she remembered, but many more she didn't. It seemed that the 10 years they'd been apart had been just as unkind to him as his childhood had. Levi took her in with his eyes and hands as well. He dragged his hands from her trousers, up the curves of her hips and waist, and took her full breasts into his rough hands. For as long as they had known one another, she had always been several degrees warmer than him. His cool touch on her sensitive nipples made her smile and arch her back into his hands, and he sat up further to kiss her again as he massaged her breasts. Now she dared to put a hot palm on his manhood, wrap her fingers around his impressive swell through the thin cotton trousers he wore, and drink up the gasp he gave into their kiss. He rocked his hips up into her palm, and red-hot want coursed through her to see just how eager he was to have her. She knew that he liked foreplay. He had stated it bluntly to her just a few nights prior, here, in this very bed. And yet, there was such urgency in each of his movements and within her that she knew that tonight there would be no appetizers. That course of the meal had been ongoing for decades, and they were fit to burst. He sat up with her, taking his lips away to steal sips of air before returning to steal sips of her, and Himmel backed up with him and tugged down his trousers and boxers quickly but carefully. As lost as she was in the incredulity and wonder that this moment was finally, finally here, she still hadn't forgotten that they had to be careful with his left leg. She unbuttoned her own pants and then took them and her panties off. Even though she had bared herself to him completely a couple nights ago, and hundreds of times before that, suddenly she felt her cheeks warm as she got back into the bed between his spread legs. Here they were, utterly and completely open with one another, ready to cross that one line that they had never quite been brave enough to do before. It was terrifying, but so very exhilarating. "What are you doing just staring?" Levi whispered. "Hurry it up." His strong hands on her wrists pulled her to him, closed the distance between them in a swift instant. Once more she was on top of him, but now there was nothing at all keeping them apart. His cock pressed insistently against her patch of delicate golden curls, and when they both ground their hips, they were rewarded with some of the most delectable friction Himmel had ever known. Levi was steel wrapped in silk, power encased in warmth. "Will you be mad if I skip all the fun stuff and get right to it?" she whispered against his lips. Her eagerness had her breathless, and her breasts heaved against his chest as she continued rocking her hips against his hard cock. "I'll teach you the merits of foreplay another night," he said. "But let me get you ready first." Those fingers she loved so much trailed down her flesh, cupped her ass cheeks tenderly, and then he dipped one hand down her front, past the tuft of curls, and slid his middle finger right down her slit. Instantly she changed the angle of her movement so that she rocked on his digits, and they both gave gasps for different reasons. For Himmel, it was the first time in years that he had touched her there. And for Levi, "You're dripping," he hissed, mouth open in a little silent groan. "Please, you know how impatient I am," she grinned. She leaned lower and cradled his cheek for a moment before giving him a kiss that was much more tender than the frantic, starved ones they had been exchanging until now. "But I appreciate how considerate you are." When he lavished her with his tongue and laid siege to her clit with a bold thumb, she gave her first whimper. Levi's dark eyes were blown with eagerness, even as he gave her a frown, and withdrew his hand from her warmth to press a finger wet with her own juices to her lips. "Shh," he said, giving her a downright imperious look. Himmel drew his finger into her mouth, wrapped her tongue around it, and sucked on it unabashedly. She watched as that intimidating expression was wiped away, and he bit down on his bottom lip. His cock twitched against her, and she knew that it was time. She sat up, letting his digit leave her mouth with a soft pop, and still in a daze, he trailed his hand down her chest absently. It was only when she moved down his body a little lower, wrapping her legs around his hips, and positioning herself directly over his manhood, that the fog seemed to clear from his mind. He didn't dare take his eyes off hers, and with one hand on her hip, he took his firmness in the other and ran the head, weeping pre-cum Himmel longed to taste, along her ready and yearning core. She was holding her breath. She couldn't remember how to exhale. It was finally happening. How many times had she touched herself, imagining that it was his hands on her? How many times had she slept with whores and paid them extra so they'd stay silent and not break the illusion? She had been holding her breath for 15 long years, and at long last, she could have the real thing. "Are you sure?" Levi asked. The question took her aback. It raised her from the delirium he had induced, and now she could see that his brow wasn't only creased with held-back desire. Worry was there, too. Worry that she would change her mind now that he had given her the chance. Even greater worry that she would regret tonight if they continued. Even though his cock was so tantalizingly close to her entrance right now, Himmel leaned forward and down to press her warm forehead against his cooler one. When they were this close, she could see the deep, deep, icy gray of his irises, and all of the feelings he kept locked inside his heart, where no one could find them. Their affection for each other had been an affliction to them both, but tonight, that would change. "I've never been more sure," she promised. They kissed once more, and this time, Himmel put in everything she had been too scared to show him until now. Just how deep and bottomless her care was for him. How every day of her life she had thought of him and longed for him. How she wanted this more than she wanted her smile gone, or even the citizens of the Undercity to be free to live above ground. It seemed that at least a fraction of that had gotten across to him, because he slanted his mouth against hers and let out the softest of moans into the kiss, as though he had been waiting all this time for her to carve those feelings into him with her tongue. Gently, he put his hands on her ribs, slid them down to her hips, and eased her to sit back up over his impressive girth that he then took in his hand. This time, when he met her eyes, there was no concern or doubt. They were both ready for this. Himmel took in a breath in a failed attempt to calm her racing heart, and then lowered herself down upon him. Inch by inch, he warmed and spread and filled her, taught her anew what it meant to be complete, and when their hips finally met and he was fully inside her, she arched her back and made a soft sound that was somewhere between pleasure and relief. She had sampled many a man and some women in her time, but she knew that not a single one came close to Levi and the pleasure he gave her. They stayed there for a boiling second, memorizing this dream turned reality, and Levi gave her a look that was so nearly a smile it made her heart stop. He found a hold on her hips and looked up at her. "I imagined this 1,000 different ways, but this wasn't one of them," he said. She smirked as she dragged her hands up his chest and spread her palms across his fine muscles. "Really? This was one of my favorites to imagine." "Oh, me too. I just didn't intend to let you hold the reins the first time. I knew it'd go to your head." She rolled her hips against his, and they both reveled in the feeling of one another. "I've never let anything go to my head, ever." He gave an amused huff, and she felt his hips strain beneath her. How he wanted to flip them over so it was him on top. How he wanted to dominate her and pay her back for the 15 years she'd made them both wait for this. But, as misfortune would have it, he was completely at her mercy tonight because of his leg. "Come on," he said, the urgency from before coloring his voice and making it rougher. "Show me how the Sabakia handles her man." Her man. She had never allowed herself to become possessive of him, as she had watched him struggle to let her have her freedom from him when they were younger. But in her heart, she had always longed to call him that. That Levi knew this, and would say those words, sent a shiver of delight right up her spine. "You'll tell me to stop if it hurts?" she checked. He rolled his eyes and jutted his hips up as the strong hands on her waist forced her down. Himmel gasped and bit back a yelp of surprise and ecstasy as he ground against her core, and she realized that he wasn't as immobile as she had first presumed. "Yeah, I'll tell you. Now hurry up." Himmel almost felt stupid for having thought that she would be in charge just because she was on top. She should have known that he would still find a way to make her his. Giving in to him, she braced herself with her splayed palms on his chest and bent knees on either side of his waist, and rose up. Not only having his throbbing heat inside her, feeling it move and caress her, was an entirely new world of bliss, matched only by getting to see Levi's expression shift from demanding to starstruck. She sank back down upon him and then drew herself up once more, learning exactly how they fit together. His strong hands on her side served to ground the both of them, and as she grew confident, she increased her speed. She glided up and down his rock-hard cock, relishing each delicious descent and their soft pants and sighs. Levi guided her with his hands, brow knit and mouth open in a silent groan. "You're so tight," he muttered in disbelief. She smiled at the compliment, and if you were any bigger, we'd probably have difficulties. "I knew it, though." His fingers were wrapped around her waist, tight enough to bruise, but she loved it. "I knew we'd fit together perfectly." Himmel slid her hands up his chest and down his toned, sturdy biceps as she spread her legs wider. "Keep me steady," she said. Before he could ask what she was planning, she raised herself up to put a few inches between the two of them and rocked her hips back and forth, sliding up and down his cock so fast and smoothly he lost his composure and gave a low, shaky moan. This in turn, coupled with the intense pleasure of riding him deep and hard like she had always fantasized, made the heat inside her compound. They had only just begun, but she was already so close to the precipice. Could he tell? Even though it was their first time going this far, did he know that the little tremors started in her fingertips first? That she always squeezed her eyes shut when she came because she wanted to imagine that it was him giving her that reward? "That's it," he breathed. "Come on my cock, Mel, and look at me while you're doing it." Oh, it was embarrassing. It was utterly shameful that a couple filthy sentences and her name on his lips could send her over the edge. But he had shoved her off the cliff, and she gasped and caught her cries in her throat as her walls clamped down on him tighter. Her entire body shook, and she was awash in white pleasure that rewrote the entire world and eliminated everything from it but him and her. Levi slid his hands up from her waist, wrapped them around her sweat-dewed back, and pulled her down into a kiss that was as sloppy as it was perfect. Still coming down, body trembling, she fell readily upon him and panted as she took this respite to rake her fingers through his soft raven hair. But it had been silly of her to think that he would give her any manner of respite. He used her moment of weakness to prop himself up with his good leg and piston into her with sharp ferocity. Just like when they sparred, he never missed the mark. Each snap of his hips brought the both of them closer and closer to the place they had visited thousands of times, but never together. Himmel tore away from his lips, and his breath turned harsh, his grip on her derriere commanding, the desperation of his need cresping. "Say it," he said in a bitten prayer. "I've been dreaming of this for so long, and no matter what, it always ends with you saying my name." He hit a particularly sweet spot in her once, twice, thrice, and she whimpered against his collarbone. She was already close again. Whatever power he held over her, he reigned supreme, and she would do anything and everything to please him. Himmel sat back up and met him thrust for vicious thrust. The slap of their flesh, the sighs and soft groans, they wouldn't carry down the stairs, but they would carry to Eden's room across the hall. This excited them both, and without a word between them, they both sped up. Levi's mouth was open, and his dark, delicate brow furrowed, as though he were in the throes of searing ecstasy or excruciation, and Himmel was certain that she wore a similar expression as he struck her core true with each jut of his hips. "Come inside me," she breathed. "I've wanted it so bad, Levi." He unraveled that very instant. All of his composure melted in a flash of summer lightning. And after just a couple more snaps of his hips, he was groaning as he gripped her hips for support and filled her with his seed. Himmel gasped, and the pleasure he gave her, combined with the knowledge that it had been her, finally her, and no one else, that had made him lose his cool, caused her to climax once again. He cradled her against his chest as she trembled and whispered his name, begging him to stay like this, here, with her, until the world turned to dust. Neither of them wanted to break their bond yet, and when she was finally able to move again, Himmel leaned up gingerly to share a sated, languid kiss. She wiped the sweat from his brow while he brushed her damp curls out of her face. Himmel pulled away just enough to take a gulp of air, and when the softest of smiles grew on his lips, her breath was immediately stolen away again. She could count on one hand the number of times she had seen him smile over the years. She kissed him again, giggling softly, and he rolled them onto their sides, still connected, and arms wrapped tightly around one another. Himmel gave a deep, contented sigh when they pulled away.
"We'll see how long it takes for your smile to come back this time," Levi said.
Himmel laughed and pressed a kiss to his chest, his neck, his cheek, and then his mouth, and he received her gladly.
25 whole years we've known each other," she mused. "What would have happened if we would have done this sooner?"
"We wouldn't be in the Survey Corps, and we'd have at least 5 kids." The certainty with which he spoke took her aback. It was clear that this wasn't the first time he had envisioned this for them. Himmel hadn't been brave enough to think of a future together, because she had never imagined she'd be brave enough to share her secret with him. Even now, enveloped in his arms and warmth as she was, she found it daunting. Instead, she pressed him for more.
"At least 5, huh?"
"Yeah, and we'd have a house in Walmaria. I'd be running a tea shop, and you'd be running the bakery. You'd always be making extra and giving it to the neighborhood kids even though it eats into profits. We'd argue over it, but actually I'd always order extra wheat every month so you could feed those brats."
He had told her that he started reading books to pass the hours away when the rest of the world slept. That had undoubtedly been true, but Himmel got the distinct feeling that it wasn't the only thing he did to pass the time. The picture Levi painted was uncharacteristically whimsical for him, but he had thought of it so often that it had ceased being a fantasy and become a conviction. Himmel felt so very guilty. If she hadn't been so stupidly stubborn, if she had just summoned the courage to tell him the truth about herself, maybe it wouldn't just be a dream he saw in his waking hours. Maybe they could have made it their reality by now. She said softly, "I like the sound of that life. Someday, when the Survey Corps is done with us, I'd like that."
"They'll be done with us when we're dead."
Himmel shook her head. "No. Once we kill all the Titans and make this land safe again, we'll be free."
He kissed her forehead. "Get dressed. You're leaving earlier than the others."
Neither of them wanted her to move, but they were criminals and soldiers. The job was always on their minds, and they had to be ready to set aside their emotions at any given time. Reluctantly, she pulled away from him and got changed into the uniform she had thrown onto the floor. With every piece of clothing and gear she put on, she transitioned from the Sabakia to Himmel, member of the Survey Corps. She went over the mission in her head step by step, making sure that she was absolutely certain of each phase and step within it. She picked up Levi's clothes and folded them neatly before fetching him a different outfit from his trunk. He got dressed gingerly, and she wondered if he'd truly be healed within a month. It was eating him alive to watch her affix her ODM gear and get ready to fight the female Titan head-on, where he wouldn't be able to assist or even watch.
"Later," she said in farewell.
"Don't do anything stupid," he said. "I rarely set out with that intent." "Mel?"
"I know," she said, giving him a gentle smile. "I'll see you when this is all finished."
He didn't look entirely convinced. And how could he? Himmel mused as she affixed her bandana to hide her mouth. She was on her way to confront the female Titan, whose motives and alliances they didn't understand, with nothing but her and a few kids she needed to protect.
And, there's the chapter. When I wrote this, I never considered turning this into a podfic. I just happened to have a kind reader comment that, like, the story had gotten long, and so they could enjoy it all, they had thrown it into a text-to-speech thing, and I thought, oh, well, I think I can read it better than an automated machine. So I just started the podfic for readers like that, and, like, halfway through I realized, oh no, I have to read the dirty stuff out loud. And I am, like, so red in the face right now. Oh my god. I did that. It's done. Thank you. I hope that you liked it. I am just so embarrassed right now. Oh my god. Anyways, I don't have much else to say. I hope you have a wonderful day, and
Bye.